The students, no. In computer programming, we get shame-free instant feedback. Whatever is not understood will soon reveal itself and guide the student. It is a form of testing, but more than that, it is instant feedback without shame or punishment. Unlike tests, there are no threats of being held back here, of needing to repeat the whole class, or being punished in some other way. Teachers often say that the tests and grades are a form of motivation, and that does make sense in ineffective or fake schools that bear no point. Ineffective education is ineffective through and through. It cannot have any rewards other than getting the heck out of there. And it does destroy problem solving because of how severe the punishment for failure is. Interfering with a person's ability to find work later in life is almost as evil as having always to check the former convict box on a job application. This type of education, where it is ineffective and thus disabling on one end, and jeopardizing and mind-destroying on the other, is cruel. As jagged as it looks on the surface, the inner workings are extremely simple. Teachers never question themselves and pretend to teach for paychecks because it's their job. Because it's their job to do whatever the book says, even if that means not teaching. What is more, a lot of them hate the kids they work with. But it is their lack of self-reflection and monumental inauthenticity that makes them try to break out of the unfair and the imaginary instruction and all the hollow promises that come along with it. The teachers are the ones who are misbehaving. The children sense that they have been betrayed with standardized education, and they reject it, not because they are mean or poor or stupid, but because they are not yet as blind and crazy as their teachers, who must do everything to pretend that standardized education works at all costs for a paycheck. Teachers fear to look into the dark corners of their soul because they know that if they authentically self-evaluate, their fantasy of making life better for others not only will come to a crushing end, but they will see a sellout in the mirror. If they did teach their students for real, without punishment of bad grades and GPA, without the cruel torture of being branded as permanently late for being held back, then the students would not be afraid to use failure as a candle in the dark, as a compass that will show them where to head next, what needs to be repaired, and what to learn next. Teachers, please understand that the students you face, often with an inauthentic smile, know that you have blindly betrayed them for a stable paycheck. Students, the betrayal is too complex to repair outside in. The only way to fix schools is to authentically self-educate so that the world becomes a wiser and brighter place, leaving the liars without any shadows to hide in.